Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So let's talk about feeling guilty. Guilt. Guilt is an emotion we tend to feel after we often break the moral standards that we either set ourselves or that society creates for us. It occurs when the realization of the action that we've just committed is wrong and we end up feeling responsible. Guilt can take place after we hurt someone, whether it be on purpose or we do something accidentally. However, guilt often occurs after a negative experience or event. It's not all negative, though. Because of guilt and the feeling that it comes with, we're able to learn from these experiences and so begin to develop an understanding of guilt and how we can, should, how we must learn from it. So what causes guilt? Well, guilt often most occurs when we hurt people and commit an action that we regret, and our conscience, which is our internal thought process and our moral code, realizes that what we've just said or did, or sometimes even thought, was wrong. Physical, mental, and emotional pain are just a few states in which people can hurt. And this can be done either intentionally or completely by accident, but the guilt comes all the same. However, some people will feel guilt when they shouldn't, and they'll assume the blame onto themselves. Now, this is very unhealthy because it creates a negative mindset and stops us from learning from actual mistakes. There are two categories that guilt falls into. There's appropriate guilt and irrational guilt. Now, whilst all guilt is the same in that we feel personally responsible for something, appropriate guilt and irrational guilt couldn't be further away from each other and what they represent. So appropriate guilt. Even though guilt isn't a pleasant feeling, appropriate guilt is good for us in a strange way. Guilt allows us to learn from our mistakes and prevent us from potentially harming ourselves or others in the future. It's also a good indicator to tell how effective our conscience and our cognitive abilities are. So put simply, appropriate guilt is healthy and experiencing it is beneficial for us in understanding our own mental thought processes and moral compass. Irrational guilt. Well, on the contrary, irrational guilt is what isn't healthy, nor is it beneficial in helping us to understand ourselves. Feeling personally responsible for events that aren't your fault isn't just unhealthy and unhelpful, but they can also develop into further more serious mental conditions, including anxiety, depression, dysphoria, and OCD. So without addressing these problems, these conditions can occur. And if this happens, then there's a potential possibility that these could lead to strange relationships, start-stop careers, and just other general problems later in life. So to reiterate, irrational guilt is unhealthy. But how to deal with guilt? It's all very well and useful to know what causes guilt, but there are likely going to be some moments in your life where guilt is experienced and you don't know why you feel the way you do, or how to overcome those very feelings. Understanding certain ways in which these feelings can firstly be addressed and then understood can help you overcome and accept these feelings. And hopefully you can learn from them when you are, if you are, in a similar situation in the future. You're better prepared for any potential outcome. Mindfulness. Well, the worst thing that can be done when experiencing feelings of guilt is to panic and exacerbate or exaggerate the difficult circumstances or the outcome. Being mindful of the situation and your involvement in it can help you put the guilt into perspective and allow you to come to terms with it and analyse whether it's justified and reasonable to still feel guilty. An effective way to practice mindfulness is with mindful meditation and controlled breathing. This can work to better your mood, as it connects the mind and the body, allowing you to process the vital information. Distract and relax. Sometimes all you can do is try to take your mind off it. There are multiple ways in which this can be achieved. All you need to do is try to do something that you enjoy, that calms you down and can distract you from the event you've experienced. Being proactive as well. As we said, guilt can be a positive thing with the ability to learn from your errors of judgment. But in order to learn from these mistakes, you have to analyze them. Being proactive allows us to work out what the mistakes were and how to best avoid them in future. Thinking rationally about what's happened, you could also try to make amends to the person that you may have hurt and finally move on with your life. Think about simply saying, "I'm sorry," is usually all it needs to ease a negative situation and to make you feel better too. Mistakes are made. That's almost always how we learn to act and behave in a socially acceptable way. It's as simple as that. So in life, everyone makes mistakes. Some mistakes are bigger, and some more worrisome than others maybe, and some might affect more people. But people make errors of judgment all the time, in one way or another. You can't expect to be perfect all the time because it's impossible. And thinking that you are is an unhealthy mindset to have. If you're someone who possesses this mindset and you make a mistake, thinking that it's not your fault when it could be is not only harmful to others, but it's harmful to yourself as well. At the other end of the scale, you might feel like everything is your fault, which is equally as unhealthy. The important thing to do is not beat yourself up over it. Mistakes are made. Life goes on. All you can do is move on with your life and try not to repeat the same errors again. Guilt is definitely not nice to experience, and it can be painful when we do, but it's natural. Whilst many people might think that experiencing this feeling is the sign of a bad person, it's actually the opposite if you think about it. Showing guilt is good. It highlights your moral code, your responsibility, and your willingness to change for the better. Without guilt, you can go through life without a care in the world for those around you, which can potentially have dire consequences on yours and others' quality of life. So, bear this in mind. Don't feel too guilty about things you do wrong. Just try to make amends and move on. Speak to you again soon. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.